Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 299. Today is Saturday, June 18, 2022, or if you're in Aussie cold land, that's what I'm calling it, because it's winter. It's the 18th of June, so welcome, welcome. I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week is Niecy, looking very cool in her flamingo in the pool with the shark and your shades.
It's very warm, very warm here. I could use some of that cold. It's been feels like temperatures of 100 plus all week, and I am just a melted puddle.
That sounds like my summer, but currently at the moment we're on, and you guys are probably like, Lita, that's not cold. Trust me, it is for here. Currently it's 17 degrees, so I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I'm not good at the conversions. I always have to look it up.
I don't know exactly. But yeah, it's supposed to be reaching 21, and yeah, it was quite cool last night. It's definitely
66. Oh, that's lovely.
It's yeah, no.
That's windows open, lovely.
No, it's too cold. It's too cold. Hence why long sleeve. Long sleeve. I was going to wear my other jumper, but it didn't go with the aesthetic. It wasn't aesthetically pleasing. But it's
when I got up, it was like 94 degrees Fahrenheit with a feels like of 106. And then we had a thunderstorm roll through and it dropped to 78. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Goodness. And I just heard some thunder again, so it sounds like we're gonna have another one roll through, and I'm like, we needed the rain really bad.
But, yeah,
oh, please cool it down a little bit. It's too early for this triple digit feels like nonsense.
Love a good thunderstorm. We have some wonderful ones here, which is actually, we had some pretty wicked ones over summer into early spring earlier in the year, so I don't mind them. Kobe doesn't, my puppy dog, and it was his birthday yesterday, so big 8-year-old, so that was very nice. He got some treats and was very excited, so that was good. He had a lovely day, which was good, but other than that, we are here. Hi, Tybar. Hi, Taco. Welcome, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. I do appreciate it. It's not going to be a long show because, it's all good. It is.
Things to do.
Exactly. Busy day as it is. All right. So welcome everyone, as I said, and thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining me, Niecy. Do appreciate that as well.
Oh, no problem.
How's your week been? What have you been up to?
Well, when I've been able to get away with running graphically heavy things, I've been working on getting some projects done, nice. Gotten some streaming done. Fair and I finally finished our research for the Darkmoon Fair post, so I'm starting to compile that. So hopefully that will be good to go before the next Darkmoon Fair comes around. We'll try to get that posted like the day before, maybe. Or day of. We'll see how time allows me to get that done. But I've started work on compiling everything.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
And getting the Fire Festival article glanced over and see what I need to do for that, because that's coming up.
Wow, it's that time.
Everything's happening all at once all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has a way of sneaking up on me.
Yes.
Though I looked it over and I don't think I have to do too much to it. It depends on what comes about. I'm not anticipating anything new this year, but you never know.
Yeah.
I think they've got their hands full with getting beta and alpha sorted for Dragonflight. So I'll be happy if there's nothing new. So it's one less thing for me to worry about, but you never know. I did manage to get some leveling done on some challengers this week. So I got some working man leveling done. From the last time that there was a show, she has made it to 46.
Yep.
And it's kind of funny because, like, at level 15, I stopped killing stuff. So now I'm just kind of playing her like a pacifist. I'm like, yeah, okay, I should have just made pacifist, but it was easier to get to level 5 on the working man.
Nice.
But it was a lot faster. But I'm just kind of popping a level in on her as I have time to at the end of my evening. Picking flowers, trying to get iron out of
flowers? Flowers? I can't even say it.
Flowers? He put so many filters on that thing, like, I can kind of duplicate it, but it doesn't sound quite the same. Flowers! But he definitely filtered the heck out of that. I can't like reproduce it. It was a one shot thing. Like, he made me do it like 4 times and he took the best one. Then I did get some bloodthirsty leveling in.
Nice.
So we've got 4 classes that we're working on, the last 4.
Mm-hmm.
Warrior got to 41.
Nice.
Shaman got to 49. So with luck this week, she'll be getting ready to enter Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Demon Hunter to 53. And that's been interesting so far. definitely have to be paying attention more when I'm in Shadowlands, because I've caught myself pulling 2 mobs at once, and I really don't want to do that. I was paying attention too much to what I was watching. I was watching a tutorial, or listening to a tutorial. Oh my goodness, I can't even say it.
it's like
on
a
the
tongue
other screen
twister.
On YouTube, and I was like, "Oh, that's neat." And I'm like hitting my button out of the side of my eye, and I'm like, "Oh shit!" And I was like, "Okay, let's pick something else to listen to for now, and I'll come back to that later."
Mm-hmm.
I did that a lot on the druid actually, and I got a little scared. The druid could handle it, but I needed to pay attention because the one mob did gore, and I have to kind of throw a little more cooldowns on that situation. But I was like, oh crap. And she got to 53 and she's tanky, but her kill speed hasn't slowed down just yet. I mean, I say that like it's nothing. It still takes me about 6-ish hours to get a level in Shadowlands on the Demon Hunter at the moment.
Yeah.
This level coming up to 53 to 54 is probably going to be like maybe 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
It also depends on my attention span at any given moment. But my druid got her to 59 this week.
Nice.
She's also tanky. She's slowed down a little bit, but I'm also not trying to go after the gore mobs, because while I can handle them, they're an added risk factor, because sometimes my internet likes to micro drop on me, and I don't want the lag spike damage coming in. So there's like 10 mobs in my loop right now that I can kill that give me decent XP. The gore mobs actually give less than the moth ones that I've been going after. And, so it takes about 2 rotations to get 1 bar of XP at the moment. It's probably going to be 3 rotations now that she's in the final level, but she's got 1 more level to go. And I'm like, please let us hit 60 so I can be done with this one. Please.
Nice. Well, that's
and then I will
good.
Have 3 classes remaining, hopefully on Wednesday. We will see.
You will be really happy when Dragonflight hits, so you don't have to go back to Bastion.
Yes. I will be taking a small break of some extent as soon as I get these classes done, whenever they are. I'll still be doing beta testing and maybe, you know, kicking around a little bit, but I will be taking a small break because my sanity needs it.
Don't blame you. Absolutely. I mean, it's It's an amazing effort. Like, I'm struggling just to play my main and a
challenge. Oh, I've been struggling these past four classes, and I'm like, I want my break. And then I'm like, but I've come so close. And we do have the clock ticking now with Dragonflight's beta and alpha coming. I don't even know if alpha has started yet, but I know beta's coming at some point soon. So I do know the clock is ticking behind me, and I'm like, I need to get this done.
Mm. Do you think that, like, with these last four classes, they're not your most favorite? Would they be your least favorite?
Well, Shaman's in there. I've second mained a Shaman before. I was raid healing on Shaman, so I know Resto on that to an extent. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it from the raiding aspect of it anymore, because I haven't raided since since Panda, maybe. But I know that one pretty good. It's not my least favorite. It would probably be up there with my priest, but because of death, they just ended up in the bottom tier.
Okay.
I will say Death Knight is my god-awful, please God, no, at least as far as Shadowlands was concerned, because with no talents, and I ran without the rune weapon enchant. Getting the runes backup off cooldown was very stretched out, and I was constantly waiting for them to recharge, and the fights just felt like they took forever, and I was just like, please make this end. That was my least favorite out of everybody. Second would be Rogue. Shaman's probably like up there with my priest, but because, you know, that one kept dying, it kept getting shuffled back into the rotation. Druid is probably mid tier for me. I'm not great on them, but I can get by. Demon Hunter's okay. Warrior is my weakest class, I think, like right up there with Rogue, because I'm just not good at them. So I got too used to playing healing classes and being like, oh, I can just pop a heal, and I'm like, oh, I don't have a heal. Oh dear. So I do have to be on my toes a little bit more. I have to be making sure I'm hitting ignore pain pretty much constantly, and so far I've been doing okay. I did go troll on that one just to try to get them caught back up a little bit faster, to get them through what they were needing to do faster, because they get the bonus to XP from killing beasts because of their racial. So I mean, I'm gonna be killing beasts anyway, I might as well. I'd rather my money be on the Alliance side, because that's where all my money is sitting, except for like three classes now, but I wanted to get through the level faster. So I was like, it's not that much faster, but it is a help. It really is, especially when you start looking at like 12 hours to get through a level, and I'm just like trying to split it up between two days, and I'm like banging my head against the desk, and I'm like, I gotta walk away. So it's like, that one's gonna take me a little bit. She's got enough rested where I might be able to squeak out an extra level, because she did sit for like an extra couple of weeks in an inn. So I might be able to squeak in an extra level. But yeah, my time frame for completing this got totally derailed, and I wanted to be done by now, but obviously life said no. That got pushed back, so I might not. That one's probably got another 20 weeks on them, and I'm like, no, we need to speed this up.
It's actually, that's always an intriguing question, and look, chat room, you guys can tell us as well, but when you level, like, I will pick my favorite class. I always do. I never look at the tunes that I've got and think, let's level the least favorite first.
I should have done that, but I didn't.
Yeah, you know, and that would, you know, kind of push it through. But what do I level? I level Warlocks and Hunters. Pretty muchly. So, anything else? Like, I don't like playing shamans. I suck at playing shamans. I always have. Other than the shaman contest that we had, how many years ago was that? And rogues, well, I suck at playing rogues, but a rogue as a pacifist is fantastic, because I don't have to kill anything.
Yeah, some classes, you know, do have their strength depending on the challenge. I I don't know why I got it in my head that I wanted to do this. I figured nobody else has done it. Like, I've seen people do it for Iron Man, like Never Died, and a couple of other folks. I think maybe Iron Brew. They've gotten every single current class to max as an iron. And I'm like, well, nobody's done this as a bloodthirsty. Bloodthirsty's my jam. Let's do this as a bloodthirsty. And I've been trying to do it for a while. And I stupidly admit that I was trying to do it when max was 120, and that was probably not a good idea. But you know, rested is my best friend in this challenge. It's the only thing that's going to get me there quickly, because it'll take me twice as long to get through a level without it. So even though it slows me down getting it and waiting for it to build, it also kind of speeds me up when it actually comes to playing time, because I did do Shadowlands on the priest with very minimal rested when I was trying to race too thirsty, and one level took almost 14 hours plus, and I'm like, no, we're not doing this again.
And again, that's the interesting thing. You're looking at doing one of every class, and obviously, like Taco says, if I don't like the class, I don't play it. Exactly. Fez is the same thing. Fez into druids, rogues, mages. That's what she prefers. Taco's mostly arcane mages, mostly for me. Sometimes I may try something else. Fez says she's never made a warrior or a demon hunter.
Demon Hunter's interesting. Like, they're not bad. Once you get in your head that they're, like, a warrior and they're AoE heavy and that you have to watch where and when you're hitting specific spells, they're not terrible, at least in Vengeance spec. I mean, I know it's a tank spec, but they can take a couple hits and they can heal while they're killing stuff with Soul Cleave, so that does help. It does make you a little bit more stable. Their starting area is a pain in the ass to get out of, though. As a bloodthirsty, I don't know about the other ones. I would imagine it would be more of a pain in the ass as iron. But there's a section in there where you're weaponless for a while, because you have to get through a spot where the weapons turn blue, and they do auto equip, so they have to come off immediately.
Yeah.
And then you have nothing for, I think, 3 or 4 quests until you get to a different tier of a cave, and then there's a vendor where you can buy your green ones back. But it's nerve-wracking, and it's a little time-consuming.
Yeah.
Because you do have to be careful, because you don't have all your spells when you start out. I mean, they don't start at level 1, granted, but their starting area is still a little bit of a bitch to get out of, to be perfectly honest.
Well, Zaya says he's never done a DH or a DK as a challenger. Taco says, I love bloodthirsty, but can't make it past 37 lately. Lol, silly mistakes. Yeah,
they do happen.
Fez says she's never actually made a bloodthirsty. There we go. I'd grab a quest at level 3, probably.
I still have to tell myself not to turn in the quest to the riding trainer, because I'm just so used to going and doing it. And I'm like, no, we can't do this. We're on a bloodthirsty. So half the time when it shows up, I'll abandon it, because you can still learn how to ride without it. Now, I did have a weird thing happen on the horde side with flying. I couldn't figure out where the heck you go to talk to your trainer to get access to flying unlocked on the horde side. I think it was somewhere in Orgrimmar, and I kept going to where they wanted me to go, but it was just the quest, and I'm like, I can't turn this quest in. You know what, I'm gonna be killing stuff anyway. I know how to navigate the ground in Bastion anyhow for where I need to go. It's not like I have to have it on this character, so I just kind of said screw it and went about my way, because after about a half an hour of trying to figure it out and trying to look it up, and I'm like, but I'm standing at the person, but they're not showing me flying. I don't understand what I'm doing wrong, and I was the right level for it.
Yeah,
I was just like, you know what, I don't care. So it's like, I don't care that much. So I would have
thought now, it should be the dude near the across from the flight.
I was up there, and I wasn't seeing the option for flying. Although I was tired, it was late, it had been a long day. I might have just been staring directly at it, and it just wasn't clicking in my brain that that's what I needed to do. It's entirely possible. I'm not the brightest person when it gets to be later in the day, I will admit.
I understand that.
You know, it's just things I'm just like staring blankly at my screen. I'm like, what? Like, yeah.
Well, like, there's times when I'm playing, troll. I probably shouldn't be. The only, I mean, but... the only other thing I could think of is if you go back to the troll starting.
I did, you know, it was on the troll. That's who it was. Because I went down to Echo Isles, the little village right before the starting area. And I couldn't see anybody. And, like, I could see people. And I saw, like, the flight point stuff. But I'm not seeing anything. And I'm like, what am I missing? Yeah. And I was just so frustrated at that point. I'm like, screw it. I don't need this. I don't have to have it. It would have been convenient, but I can ground navigate. It's fine. I'll probably get myself in much trouble without it.
I must admit, I've noticed something lately with playing. And lately, I'm gonna say the last couple of weeks, maybe month or so, that sometimes on a lower tune, whether it's a challenge tune or not, that sometimes the follow-up quests or quests that you think that they're giving you don't pop up. And I don't know if that's because of the add-ons I use, or, you know, when you get to a certain point and you're thinking, hang on, shouldn't this have popped up by now? And then you go and you run around and you talk, you go, okay, well, I'll go to this person, and they're like, yeah, I'll give you a quest. And you think, why didn't that pop up? That's really
weird. I don't know if it's so, the way with the level scaling is now. I haven't, like, quested through the beginning. Maybe you're out leveling it already.
Maybe
do you have track low level quests on? I don't know. I would try putting that on. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, maybe
is that you've out leveled the quest, even though you're still
really
in the area.
Really weird, and it, I can't.
Yeah,
I
there's been a little few weird things happening lately in game that kind of like give me pause at times. And I'm like, what was that?
Yeah.
So I've been trying to tread cautiously as possible at times.
Yeah.
Cautious. Yeah, because especially with this druid, because the last druid that I leveled, I got to 113 and disaster struck. So I'm like just kind of holding my breath. I haven't started to work on her 59 to 60 yet.
Yeah.
That's my plan for later tonight and tomorrow and probably Monday as I have time. Because I'm trying to get her ready, but I know getting her ready is going to take a while. And I haven't done a DK. Now let's back this up a second. I haven't started a DK since level scaling and world scaling and all that. Well, I guess level scaling came in. I started a DK way back in Legion. That's the DK that dinged. Okay. She sat forever and a day. So I don't know how it is getting out of the DK starting area now. Mm. I know it was a bit problematic and a bit of a pain and involved a lot of grinding to get a white weapon to drop in a mine. But I haven't done it since. I do know that allied races that are DKs can just portal and they don't have to do it. Which was interesting, and I'm like, hey, now wait just a damn minute. So
that's not fair. Yes, exactly.
They should have to do the starting area too. But yeah, I haven't done it since all the new changes came in.
There's been so many changes. That's, you know,
I can't keep up.
There's so much. We are very lucky. We have got a lot of options, classes, races, where do you want to level, what do you want to do, what challenge do you want to play. Like, there are so many options, so I get that. Chris says, love normal DH and DK, can't imagine as a blood. Fess says, I started a new passy and noticed that a bunch of quests are available immediately, ones that used to require level 4 or so. That's interesting.
I feel like they've made some stealth changes that we just didn't know about. Probably. And they didn't document, so I'm like, wait, what?
Zai says, DK for old races have to go through the starting zone, allied races and Pandarians skip it completely, which...
It's not fair, Zaya, they need to go through the old...
Yes, everyone, damn it. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, well done on your leveling. Good luck with the druid this week. And you've been very busy as always, which is wonderful. But, you know, we've all got, you know, everything crossed and that you have a good leveling week this week. So
I hope so. Yes. I want to check another box. I want to get this done, and I'm like in a rush to get it done, but I'm trying not to make a mistake either.
Exactly.
Because if I die at this point, then that class just won't be completed. I need my break bad.
Yeah. Yes. And we understand that. You just need to take some time.
Yes.
Well, I have not done much. Obviously, last week was anniversary. We had a lovely time. We went axe throwing.
That sounds interesting. I saw that picture on Twitter. I was like, oh no, they gave Lena an axe.
Yes, they did. It was a lot of fun. It's physically, it was a bit more intense than I thought, which is not a bad thing, but yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was really good. So this week I've not played much at all. I've not even had time to jump onto a challenge tune. I have though been playing a bit of Diablo Immortal on the iPad. I cannot play it on the PC. I tried, just no. I really wish they would give me WoW on mobile, like on the, because it Diablo Immortal plays really well on the iPad or on, I haven't put it on the phone because God forbid if I'm at work, no. So it's on the iPad and I find that's really quite good, but I just keep thinking like, Blizzard, come on, you've managed to do that. Can we please get WoW on there? Because that would be so good. Because sometimes you don't want to sit down at the PC. You just, it's physically can be demanding to sit down.
Sometimes it physically hurts just to sit.
Yeah,
to exactly. Sit up and hold yourself in a position. So, you know, depending on what's going on. I haven't tried Diablo Immortal yet. I was gonna, and then shit happened, and, you know.
Interesting.
Shit happened. But yeah. I know my husband tried it. He tried it on PC. He didn't do it on mobile. He said it was okay.
Yeah,
he preferred Diablo 3 better. But he doesn't do that many mobile-type games very much, and he really doesn't have any on his phone. So
I'm finding it's probably more so a fun thing to pick up when I don't, like, when the body's tired, I don't want to sit at the computer, and it's like, well, I can't play WoW without sitting at the computer, so hang on, I can log into this. So, you know, it's been a bit interesting, but as I say, I just put it out there, Blizzard, please. Like, not just pet battles, as much as I would still love my pet battle game on mobile, it would be really, really cool to be able to play it on, like, on the Diablo. Zaya, there's this little like button down in the left hand side that I just use on the iPad to move. I'm still getting used to it, but it's really quite interesting. When I sat down on the PC trying to do it as I would WoW with the keyboard, it's messy. I think I died like 3 times. And again, there is no way you would. I could even do it as a challenge type play, because that was one thought. I was like, oh, maybe I'll make another tune and try it like a challenge to see how it goes. It's only probably because I suck and, you know, I die within the first 5 minutes. So it's like, yeah, no, we're just not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm getting excited for Diablo 4. I've been seeing a few things about that. I think they started beta signups. I didn't sign up for beta on that one just because I don't have time. But I'm getting excited to try that.
We are very fortunate. There are so many different things out there. But it still comes down to the one, other than baking, where else is my happy place, is logging into WoW. It's just like, it's just, you know, log into WoW. So yeah, so my week's been just a bit of that. So I really want to get back to my little challenge girl and my iron and get some levels on her. So hopefully, you know, it helps when you're not waking up at stupid o'clock. So maybe I might be able to get some levels and done today. Yes, and therefore not falling asleep at the computer. That is always a good thing.
Don't do that.
Exactly. All right. Other than that, let's have a look. Let's play this bumper. Or not. Let's play it again.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right. That helps when we actually double click properly on the audio. Good one. All right. Okay. So what have we got? We've got a little bit of news. So we've got the 8th Troll Run 2022 on Feather Moon, North America, to raise money for the Trevor Project and to celebrate Pride Month. That starts tonight at 9 p.m.?
9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, okay. All right. 6 p.m. Okay. That seems later than normal.
I thought it seemed kind of late, but I'm not sure what time they normally started.
I thought they normally started it, because that's why I never was able to really do it.
Yeah, you know, got the show. Unless I'm confused with the Gnome Run. I think the Gnome Run happened at the same time as the show. I don't know, but I thought Trevor for the Trolls went at the same time. But when I clicked the fundraiser said it started at 9. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I've been seeing posts that they're getting ready and things. So.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to, we've got the link. Let me throw this in chat for those that want to go check it out, support Trevor Project, etc. There's information there, and again, Troll Run, which is starting at 9 p.m. tonight, Eastern, Troll starting area. Again, I must admit, I've been a bit out of the loop on it, so I haven't done one, because it's normally, I'm pretty sure it normally starts while I'm doing the show, so I haven't even
thought it was normally showtime, so I never really was able to go. So I'm just like, okay, everybody seems like they're getting excited from what I've been seeing on Twitter, and they're getting ready and doing early guild invites and stuff. So
nice. So yeah, so pop over there if that is something that you want to do. Also, as you said, Midsummer Fire Festival. It's that time. Wow.
We are scared. I'm like, how is it this far into June? What is happening?
I know. It's kind of crazy. So that starts next week on the 21st and runs until July 5th. You'll have a write-up as soon as possible to
Norway. Probably like late afternoon on Tuesday, unless WoWhead updates early and I can get it done before I go to bed. If they don't, then it'll happen after I get up, which probably won't be till after 2 p.m. From my sleep schedule lately. But yeah, it should be up no later than 6 p.m. on Tuesday.
Exactly. And once again, a great time to get some bonus XP. Be very, very careful, as we always say. If you are going to desecrate the opposing faction's fires, now, as far as I know, I don't think anything has changed, but you will get flagged. And if you get flagged and someone's around, you very well could be dead. Okay, so just always keep that in mind. If you are doing that, there's normally, what is a 5-minute timer counting down to be PvP flagged. It used to be if you could jump onto a flight path, it would take it away. I don't know if that is still a thing, or if you're Hearthed, whether that is still a thing. But look, we'll check it all out. And
And if you're hellbent on doing it before the update comes out, then please test the stuff that you're about to do first.
Exactly. Like Chris says, we blinked and it's Fire Festival. And Zaya says, you blink and your daughter is 30. Yes, exactly. Happy birthday to your daughter,
to be 30 again.
Yes, that seems like it. It's funny. It seems like only yesterday for me. And it's not, so anyway, thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru.
Thank you, Mrs.
She subscribed. Thank you. That's beautiful. For 33 months, Mrs. Rock Guru. That's amazing. Morning to you, evening to you, all of that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So thank you for that. Okay, so Midfire Festival. Awesome. Great time for bonus XPs. No love for the Bloods. As we knew, not actually a birthday, but she gets 30 this year. Okay, all right, so, well, happy birthday to when she turns 30.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And don't forget, next week we have got episode 300. Who would have thunk it? Wow. That's amazing. So we are doing... hang on, let me find it, because I spent hours, okay, not quite hours, but I spent a bit of time making the banner so you guys can see the banner. So we have got a dance party in Booty Bay next week, which is on Wormrest Accord. Make yourself a level one, bring your tune, be very careful if you are bringing a live tune. Please don't bring a pacifist. Because there's
Fire
people
Festival
will
be going on.
Exactly. Big thank you to both Taco and Nisi for helping me out getting the to make it look like a bit of a party instead of just me standing there. So thank you. Thank you to you both. Because I was just gonna do me, and someone said to me, it's not really a party if it's just you. And I went,
you can make it a party on your
Okay. So, so thank you. Thank you. I do appreciate that.
He could have come.
Well, he was going to, but then I got, like, I'll sort it out. It's fine. It's like, I'll do it myself. So dance party next week. Come on down, bring a normal tune, make a level one, which whatever you want to do. And we're just gonna be on the bank doing the dance party that we like to do. It's the easiest. I was trying to think of a different zone, but there's not that many zones at a very low level that kind of work. So Booty Bay is the best. Also remember, be careful of the rare fish, shark, whatever it is, in the bay, in the water, if you are bringing a low-level tune. Please get there safely. There are rares around, and, you know, just do it safely. So, so that's what we're doing next week. Also, a reminder next week, if you would like to pop on... to come on the show, whether you want to tell a joke or a pun or say hi or whichever, please let us know so we can get you in. That would be amazing. And if not, that's okay, because I have three wonderful people who are going to be with me next week. So very excited about that. All right. Also, we have got from June 21st on Tuesday, everything is 22% off. Really? 22%. That's so random.
That's what the promo said. And I'm like, why 22 for the year 2022?
Maybe.
I don't know.
They do really weird things.
I'm very confused. I'm like, why not 21 if it's on the 21st? And then I'm like, I don't understand the promo said 22. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. They do some good stuff, and then they do some weird, and it's like, eh. Anyway, that's in the gear shop. So if you want to get some mugs, t-shirts, bags, we have many designs over there, which, again, awfully grateful to certain people like Ross, who did amazing work on quite a few, which is fantastic. Yes, as Stir says, Sewer Beast and Stormwind is one to be very wary of. As we know, poor Azzy lost his turn.
That beast will best you.
Exactly. And I must admit, I haven't been there for a little while, but normally if I see it, I normally take a screenshot and send it to Chris. So, you know, it's always one of those things as soon as you see it, but, be very, very wary, for sure. 'Cause that sewer beast will jump out of the canal and hunt you down. It's nasty. So, yeah. So tread very carefully. All right. Well, I think that is all the news. So again, don't forget, it is the 300th show next week. If you'd like to, let us know, let me know, let Nisi know, and we can make sure, to get you on if you want to pop on and say hi. If you've got a question or a joke or just want to, you know, have a quick chat for a minute or two, then come on down. Yeah, otherwise, dance party.
Let us know, the better.
Yes, exactly. All right. It's that time. It is that time. I feel like I should have some music
for State of the Challenge. We need like a little trumpet sound. Like a little.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Okay.
Like doo-doo-doo right. or something right. like that.
Let me find a trumpet. That sounds good. Something, yeah. All right, let me see what I can find. All right, State of the Challenges. What have we got?
All right, so go for irons. It. First up, we've got number 10 this week, Dank Iron at 27. Ninth this week, Nefixia, 32, but RIP. Eighth, Greylass at 32. 7, I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I couldn't find a pronunciation for it. I think it's Anks.
That's what I was 40. Thinking.
There was like accents above letters and things, so yeah. I'm not entirely certain. But mm-hmm. I'm sorry if I butchered it. But 40, congrats. 6th, Iron Hammer at 40. 5th, Garrow at 46, but RIP. 4th, Neva at 50, RIP. Rough week for the irons. 3rd, the Arbiter at 51. 2, Iron Manic at 57. And 1, Ire at 58.
Wow. Well, I mean, again, well done. Look at those levels. That's amazing. But what a rough week this week. All right. Let's have a look. We have got Bloods. So we have got, we got 10 Bloods this week. That's exciting.
I was so excited. I was like,
Very exciting. All right. We have got at number 10, we've got Azzy BT at level 15.
Made a bloodthirsty. Look out.
I know. What? Well, we assume. I'm assuming it's Azzy.
I assume it's Azzy as well. Yes.
Number 9 is Rewind at 17. That's a good name. That is such a good name. I love it. Number 8 is I'm Not Dying. That's a great name. At level 19. Number 7 is it's Taco Taco. It's a great name. 22, RIP, old Taco, what happened? Oh, commiserations, my dear, that's no good. Number 6, Misfit at 24, another great name, love it. Number 5 is Zaya Bingara. I think I pronounced that right, I hope I did. Apologies, Zaya, if not. At level 40, well done. Number 4, Troll Your Soul. Troll Your Soul, love it. Level 41. Well done. Number 3 is Tidal Soul at 49. Number 2 is Soul Glaive at 53. Number one is Soul Survivor at 59. As we know, Nisi, 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 Nisi. Well done. Watching another stream and you won a $10 Steam gift card. Second time. Well done. Congratulations.
Nice.
All right, pacifists. What passes have we got this week?
All right, so we've got 7 pacifists this week. And kicking off at 7th, we have Farcello at 11. 6, Assy Passy. Oh, that's tough to say. Oh my, we're going to have some fun times with that one at 22.
Nice.
This was Piece of Bull at 23. 4th is Pacifist at 26. 3rd was Passy Rogue at 43. 2nd, Never Died Passy at 47. Is Never Died back?
What?
Was that just him logging in, or is he actually playing?
Gonna say, is he back? Guys, have you seen him on Wormers?
Yeah, let us know. That was great. Bag. Unless the API did something, but...
Okay, all right. We will see. Okay.
And first for pacifist this week is Kilrend at 51.
Well done. 7 passies. That is... Everyone's had a good week that week for passies. Fantastic. Yeah. Well done. All right. Number 10, I was going to say.
Number 10.
Right. Okay. So it says maybe some glitch on the API. We'll have to check your logs. Okay. All right. Yeah, I was going to say, because normally when... Ever Never Dies come back, it's kind of like, you know, he's back, because it's like bam 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 bam, like, so that's why I'm like, there's only one.
Oh, Tiber.
I think the Assy Passy name could be the new, Tiber could be the new soul snuffer. See, I have to think about it every single time. Exactly, Tiber. Thank you.
Yeah, see, I can thank say you. Soul snuffer, no problem. But,
I just,
oh, Assy Passy.
I can't, yeah. All right, tins. We had one tin this week was... Patience. See, I see it as like pay ancients. I don't know. My brain reads it weird. Patient. Since.
Yes, you know that thing that we run short on sometimes.
Oh, yes. Very. Level 43. Well done. Greens. We had one green this week, which was Bramnog at level 14. Well done. And Working Man, we had 4 this week. We have got at number 4, Tiber at level 23. Number 3 is Soul Blister at 47. Number 2 is Work It Assy at 48, RIP. That was the sewer beast.
That was a tough one. Yeah, that was the sewer beast. That had to hurt.
That, yeah. I'd be intrigued to know exactly what happened. Poor Assy. That's, yeah. Commiserations. Number 1 this week is Fairwinter at 57. Well done. Look at that. It's been a rough week. Like,
it has.
It's been a bit of a rough week. So, commiserations, everyone, on those that lost a tune. We do, you know, we know what that feels like. But well done.
Yes,
it's
me too.
So good to see that state of the challenges. Once again, I have to say, huge shout out. Zaya, seriously, dude. We heart you so much. It's well. And the emails coming through really well, aren't they, Nisi? So
yes, they are. Thank you very, very much. Yeah. Makes life a lot easier than us sitting here trying to compare the state of the challenge screenshots to the previous week's screenshots.
Exactly. So well done on that. Tiber, I've seen the sewer beast come up on the dock with the daily fishing quest. Yes.
Now, very see, every time nasty. I've been in Stormwind, I have never seen him since Shadowlands. I have not.
I had a run of seeing him. I think it was every I was going to say every couple of days. I can't even remember, but I'd log in, go to Stormwind, and like he was there, but he'd be in a different part of the sewer. So he'd mostly, I would see him from, mental blank. You know, the Dwarven area and the Cathedral yeah. area? More often yeah. than not, I would see him swimming up and down that path. I have seen wow. him in the path from in front of, what do you call it, the keep? You know, between the Dwarven and the Rogue area. Not often. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him a little bit over towards the Mage Quarter and, you know, where the fishing daily does come from. But that's where he yeah. used to always be. Like, I would always see him there, but I haven't seen him.
Like, I was in Stormwind for several weeks in a row putting stuff up on Auction House on my hunter pacifist, and yeah. I never saw him. I'd come into through the Mage Tower, I'd fly over, and I would look for him too. I'd be looking, I'm like,
yeah,
haven't seen him since Shadowlands came in. Maybe once, maybe, if that, but haven't seen him. Don't know if it's the times of day I'm playing or if my server Could he be. Just doesn't like it or someone's yeah. killing him as soon as they see him. I don't know, but it's random. I haven't seen him.
It's so random. It just, it's weird. So, but again, just always be very careful. If you've got your NPC scanner, rare scanner, whatever it is going, then like make sure it's turned on. If you don't run them, just tread very carefully around the canal areas because it will be whatever level you are. And being that it's, you know, it's a rare, it does come out of the sewers to get you. So, and it's quite traumatic as well. Okay, Mrs. Rutguru says, yeah, I've had a meeting with the sewer beast. I landed on him after I took my eyes off my driving at about level 15 and one chomp and X challenge him. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's not gone hungry.
Yes, exactly. So, but yeah, thank you all for having, you know, for playing, having a great week. It's so good to see the state of the challenges.
Yes.
All right. Let us play this bumper.
Hey, yo, it's Chit-Chat.
Oh, our favorite goblin. All right. So we have got you go first. We've got some jokes. All right. What do we got?
What do flamingos do for fun on the weekends?
I don't know.
They play flabingo.
Oh, that's cute. I like it. Oh, that's very, that's good. Okay, so, okay, Tiber, here we go. Tiber sent his stolen joke of the week. What do you call a herd of sheep falling down a hill? A lambslide.
I've never heard that one.
Either have I. That's cute. It's nearly a lambslide. That's it. Very cute. Thank you, Tiber. All right. So mine is, I was sitting drinking coffee in my slippers this morning when I thought to myself, I really need to wash some mugs. I thought that was cute. So, yeah. All right. Well, that is our little jokes, puns, etc. Thank you. Thank you very much for those. Anything else from the chat room? I think we're okay. Yeah. I think
we're caught up.
Yeah, I think we're caught up. All right. Let's close out the show. So, our thank you to our Iron Elite, Nisi. What have we got?
All right. So, thank you to our supporters, the Iron Elites. You guys do really help. You help keep this show going. So, we would like to thank Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris W., Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Windima, and Zaya. Thank you guys.
Yes, thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated, the support. Not only that, all the support, chat room, you guys being here, giving of your time to watch and interact. Thank you very much for the retweets, the likes, all of those things. We do greatly appreciate it. So thank you. Also, from myself and Stir, we want to thank our wonderful bunch of mods for all that they do. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Without you guys, my life would be more crazy. So thank you so much for the things that you do helping out. Words are hard. Words, I can't put it into words, but you guys do an amazing job. So thank you so much. Also to our code wardens, Zaya in particular, Rudd and Nap, for getting things moving, and they've done so much. So guys, again, thank you. And for everyone for being here. So thank you for that. I will be back next week, Saturday, June 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's episode 300. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk
it?
Exciting.
300.
It's exciting. Just 300. That's, what's that? 6 years? What was our last anniversary?
God, I don't know.
My God, mental blank. What is it? 7 years in the making?
Maybe.
Good thought. Hang on.
I'd have to look back and see.
What did we have? Sixth anniversary was last year. So this is coming up to our seventh, which will be in August. So 300 episodes has been just under 7 years, which is which is a lot. It's crazy to put it in that perspective. And to think, you know, when Stone and I started this all those years ago, wow, a lot's happened. First podcast or June 29th, 2015. That's exactly right. Crazy. Anyway, episode 300 is next weekend. Dance party in Booty Bay, so come join us on Worm Rest Accord on US is, you know, we'll have some fun. Nisi, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
It's always good. it's always good to catch up. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you?
Sure. You can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord, Nisi, then phonetically spelled, because no one knows how to pronounce my name because I spelled it funny. hashtag 4863. You can email me at nisibgn@gmail.com. Just make sure that you put in there that it's WoW Challenges related in the subject line, or else I may not open it. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all under Nisi BGN.
Mm-hmm. And please don't start emails with hello darlings or hello dearest. I was just checking the spam.
You're the only one that can help me fulfill my final wish.
Yeah, there's some amazing spam emails. I found out today when I checked the spam folder, I was like, wow. Okay. Anyway. All right. Don't forget where you can find us. Over at thewildchallenges.com is the website. You can find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. Basically all the socials. All the socials over there. You can listen to us by downloading the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you would like to contact me send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. So if you do have a joke, a pun, a question, something you'd like to share, please send it through. And yeah, that would be great. As for me, you can find me all over the place. Pretty much. Discord, emails, all the information. So I'm not going to go through them because I've got a lot. But there is, check the links for if you want to find me. Anyway, yes, that's, I have got a Linktree one now to make things a little bit easier. I don't know if it really does, but it's supposed to try and contain everything. I thought it was worthwhile. It
shall not be contained.
I know. It's a bit like that. All right. So our last thank yous, please.
Helps if I scroll down, doesn't it? So we would like to extend a huge thank you to Mr. Bright01 on our fabulous intro. And if you are needing his services, you can find him on Discord simply as Mr. Bright01.
Exactly. And as Mrs. Rockguru says, 3 months and she hits a 3-year sub. Thank you. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Thank you very much for sticking with us that long.
Exactly. Also, big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me out with the outro, which you will hear momentarily. But yeah, greatly appreciate his help on that. Again, thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the interaction. It's lovely to see the chat room so busy with chat. It's fantastic. So thank you for that. Nisi, again, thank you. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
We do appreciate that. So please have a really good week. Please level safely, Nisi.
Yes.
Very safely. And to you guys out there as well, please have a great week leveling. Stay safe, both in and out of game. We'll be back, episode 300 next week. All right, guys. We'll see you in Booty Bay. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.